There's, for example, Karel Reiner, music composer, after war director of the museum.
Curator Martin Jelinek points out some names on plaques freshly installed at the old Jewish cemetery in Prague's Josefov. The plaques list scores of names of staff and associates of the city's Jewish museum, whose work gathering items owned by Jewish families and communities during the Holocaust led to the institution having one of the largest collections of Judaica anywhere in the world. Martin Jelinek describes their priceless endeavors.
They collected more than 100,000 objects during the war. The process was that from small villages, the objects from synagogues, which were used in synagogues, were sent to larger cities, and from larger cities in protectorate, they were sent to Prague, and those employees were responsible for cataloging them.
Standing by tottering headstones in the famous cemetery, Pavla Niklova, director of the Jewish Museum, explains the timing of the new plaques.
The Jewish Museum in Prague celebrates 120 years of its existence. In Judaism, people say, we wish you to live till 120, so the museum has accomplished that. And it's a very appropriate occasion to recognize and honor people who worked at the museum during the war.
Some 161 names are inscribed on the plaques. Some perished in the Holocaust, others survived, and the fate of still others is unknown. Martin Jelinek again.
I think more than half survived the war. They were lucky, and usually because they were from so-called mixed marriages. Their partner wasn't Jew, so they usually went to Terezin at spring 45. Smaller part of them, let's say 40% of them, usually they went in, say, autumn 43 to Terezin and later to Auschwitz.
The plaques were unveiled at a ceremony in late April, as were a series of nearby stone benches bearing the names of those who have adopted or sponsored them. Pavla Niklova says these offer a chance for visitors to pause and reflect.
Somebody came with the idea to have new benches, and then somebody else came with the idea that we would offer them for adoption to families, to relatives of people who work here during the war, or to different organizations that are partner institutions of the museum. And actually, we were planning that one of the benches will be dedicated by current museum's employees, but because we received bigger demand from outside partners, so in the end, people from the museum supported the creation of those three plaques.
The director of the Jewish Museum has great respect for the institution's wartime staff, who carried out valuable work while living with intense stress.
Of course, it's very difficult to imagine what they felt. One of the visitors for the opening was a son of Hanna Volavkova, of the director of the museum, who was the director for 15 years. And he remembers that she took him to the museum as a young boy. He was 9 years old. So he says that, that people were sad and serious and they were really worried. But he felt really safe here. He knew he was in an environment when nobody would hurt him. And I admire these people very much. There's this nice expression in English, we are standing on their shoulders. So that's how I feel.